Okay, today's share is on the Indian of Tish B'Av Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. This year and in the upcoming years, there will be a few times that Tish B'Av, the ninth of Av, falls out on Shabbos itself. Now, in most halachas, it's the same as other years. However, since it's a nidche, it's pushed off to Sunday, because we know from the Mishnah Masechta the Tainis that we're not marked in Peronius. Peronius, we are Ma'acher. So since Tainis is a Peronius, so we push it off to Sunday, that the fast on Sunday. But because it's a nidche, we find certain kulas. And I would like to go through what are the differences, what are these kulas that we have on this year of Tish B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos. So there's a sugya about this in Masechta Erevin, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, and there's a chakira brought in many of the achrenim, including Harei Kedem, Simin Kuf Lamed Ches, what's the gedda to the fast on Sunday? Is it we get the tashlumim for Shabbos, meaning the kviyos is Shabbos, just we cannot fast on Shabbos, so therefore we need to push it off it's a makeup on Sunday, or in such a year the whole kviyas is on the 10th. The kviyas is on Sunday. That is the kviyas, just like they will kvey other years on the 9th. This year they will kvey on the 10th. And a practical nafkamina that many of the chayim discuss is a katan that became bar mitzvah on Sunday. So if the kviyas of the fast is on Shabbos, just Sunday's tashlumim, so he has no din tashlumim. But if the kviyas on Sunday, so he'll fast on Sunday. Now, whether the following dinim that I'm about to mention have to do with this chakira or not, could be not, because every chakira has to be redefined as you go on into the sugya, and you see it doesn't always line up as evenly, but this is the chakira that's cleared. The Mechus Chinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Yigimah on the Avni Nezer, in Chedik Beis, Simtav Chavav, would like to say that this is totally in the Machlekes Rishonim, whether Tvarim Shebitzina are knowing on this Shabbos. There are certain Minhagi Avelis, which are Bitzina, like Tashma Shemitah, and the question is whether on Shabbos, since it is Tish B'Av, are we knowing these Minhagi Avelis? Now, there's Minhagi Avelis of Befahesya, that we're not. But what about in the Minhagi Avelis Bitzina, like Tashma Shemitah? So the Rosh, in the fourth paragraph of Tainus, brings the Tosefta. And the Tosefta says, "Oichal adam kol tzarchai umal al shulchanai afilu kisuda shleim b'shaitai." A person can eat all that he wants. He can bring onto his table even like the suda shleim b'shaitai. Ve'enoi meinei atzmei miklum. Does not need to hold himself back from anything. In other words, the Rosh understood from this Tosefta that "enoi nimna atzmei miklum" means not from rechitza, not from sicha, not from Tashu Zamita, it does not need to be noik any Dvarim Shaltzina. But then he brings from the Rabbeinu Meir, B'Shem the Rebbe Vina, which is the Arzarua, that it's also, the Tashu Zamita is also on this Shabbos, and compares it to a case where they were kaiver a mace on regal, on Yontif, that we are matched Avelis until after the regal, but however, they're noig dvarim shevitzina on the regal itself. So says the Arzarua, so to this Shabbos would be matcha the tainis to Sunday, but it's like a regal that's also b'tashm shamita on the Shabbos itself. And the Rosh writes that even though the emesis is what to slug up the Arzarua with, and the Rabbeinu Meir, because you cannot compare Avedis Yishena Yishana to Avedis Chadasha. Our being Misabal and Beis Mikdash is Avedis Yishana, and over there talking about Avedis Chadasha, as is before in the Gemara Yivam, Mesmem Gimel Amrav. But Hadava Yotzim Mepi Moiri HaKadosh V'chol Adas Yisrael Yasu Yisai Kedai Hu Beis Alekenu La'aved Olav Oina Achas V'shana. So therefore the Rosh says we're going to be Machriah like the Shita of the Rabbeinu Meir, that we will ask the Tashmish on this Shabbos. Halacha l'maisa, we take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, Sim Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, Sif Yud Tes, it's a Machlekes, Mechaber and Rama, the Mechaber Paskins, Im Chal Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos, Mutta B'Kula Nafilu B'Tashmish Amita, Haga, V'yesh Oysin, Tashmish Amita, V'chein Nogin, so it's a Machlekes, Mechaber and Rama, which would seem that in the case of the Katan who became a Gadol on Sunday, should be told in this Machlekes also, that according to the Rama, he'll be pata from fasting, as opposed to the Mechaber, he'll be chayiv to fast. And Ladina gets complicated because you start looking around the later Chuvis. You have the Avrinez and the Marasham, who held that it's only a Tashlumim, the fast on Sunday, like Avderech the Rama, but the Divrei Makil, sorry, is the Chuva. Others held that the other way, that the Ikki Kvius is on Sunday. Now, the Avnei Nezer does quote a Chuvas HaRashba, the Tisha B'Av Shenidcha Kiblu Yisro Mitchila La'asiri Mishum Shabayin Nisraf HaHechel. You know, what would be the Svar to say that the Kvius would be on the 10th? The reason would be because the Sreifas HaHechel was on the 10th. Like we always have in a regular year, we have different Minhagim on the 10th because the Sreifas HaHechel. So normally we say Tchilas Purnasa is the Iker. But in this year we can't go with the Tchilas HaPranos, so we'll go with the end, which is on Sunday. However, says the Avnei Nezer, that's the Rashba L'shitasei. The Rashba holds that there's no Issa of Dvarim Shebetzina on this Shabbos. Therefore, he holds that the Iker is on Sunday. Mashenkin us that we hold that Dvarim Shebetzina is Nog, Tashv Shemitah is us of Memela. It's a tashlumim, and therefore says that Avnei Nezer, the cotton that became a gadol, is pater from fasting. Another nafkamin over here is rechitza on Shabbos. So the Menachis Chinuch over there wants to prove from the Gemara Tainis that there are two reasons for the Issur rechitza on Tisha B'Av. One is mitzad the Tainis is the Issur rechitza, and the second one is because there's the Inyan of Avelos. Avos us in Rechitza. So he asks, why do I need the reason of Avelos? Is it Mechlam Sayimana? We know mitzad the Tainus is also even to be Machnas Etzbakala Lamayim, even a small finger into the water. So why do I need this din of Mishum Avelos? And it's din Avelos only Chitza Rechitza is called Gufay. Or one Ava Bechamin, where there's a Tainug. So he answers, the Chesrinach answers that we need it for Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos, that's Nidcha L'Yayim Rishon. That according to the Ramah, that Dvarim Shebetzina is Noig, meaning that there's no Bittul to the Din Avelos. If Dvarim Shebetzina is still Nog, so it means there is still an aspect of Avelos on Shabbos, and therefore on Shabbos will be also to wash Kol Gufay Midin Avelos, and therefore to go to the Mikvah, to Tevel in the Mikvah, is considered Dvarim Shebetzina, which would be also on this Shabbos. So on this Shabbos, according to Ramah, would be also to go to the Mikvah. And if you take a look at the Mishnah Berura, in Tzimit Tav Kufnun Dalet, Sifkat and Lamites, the Shabbos brings down, says, Vayesh Oysrim, I'm sorry, Daha Isa Bebraisa Umala Shachonim Emanas Atzmishum Dava, Vayesh Oysrim Svilu, Dev Shabbos Zuki Koiva Mesai Beregel, Denoi Beregel Dvarim Shebetzina, Olefi Zer, according to the Ramah, Asa Gamkin Lirchitz Yodav Bechamin. Shagam ze koritzina, you can't wash your hands with warm water. If you would have warm water on Shabbos, it would be us to wash your hands in warm water. Being the Mishmura learned, the Mishmura and the Mechassim learned, that there's still a din avelos on this Shabbos. And similarly, we find also in the Bir Halacha at the end of Simin Tovkuf Nun Aleph, in the name of the Prima Godim, that on Erev Shabbos, of Shabbos Chazayin, which is Chal on Erev Tisha B'Av, like this year, Erev Shabbos, which is Erev Tisha B'Av, he says it's Roy, they should wash your hair with warm water before Chatzais. Because since this Shabbos has a din of Tisha B'Av, there is some aspect of Tisha B'Av to it, the Mela one should be Machmir from Chatzais. So here we have another two Nafkaminis According to Ramah, there's this a tashmish, there's this rechitza on Shabbos b'chamin. Mishmur says even to wash your hands b'chamin. And Erev Shabbos, it's roy to wash, to take the warm shower before Chatzis. Another nafkamina is based on the Yishami. The Yishami writes in Sechta Tainis that Tishbav Shechal b'Shabbos Shteya Shabbos is Mutaris. That whole idea of Shabbos, of Shvu Shechal b'y, does not exist, says the Yishami. Doesn't exist. Says the Rosh, Kivin Shenitcha Tainis Ad Yom Rishon, Lohevi Shabbos Shechal Tishbav b'Seicha. Since it's Nitcha to Yom Rishon, there's no Shabbos Shechal Tishbav. We don't have that. Meaning it's mevur in the Rosh that the kviyas of this year is on Yud, according to Rosh, which is the Rosh the Shitasi, that he wanted to say there's no din avelus on Shabbos. But the Shulchan Aruch and Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Dalid, over here, he brings down 2 days about this. And he says, So the Mechab is bringing down 2 days over here, meaning even though the Mechab is paskin that there's no dine avelis on Shabbos, which is interesting, this is where the Taliyah gets a little tricky, that's why I didn't want to stick with Chakir Kipshuta, but even though the Mechabel there's no din of Dvarim Shebetzina, but he still brings down the Dasa Oisrim. It's still possible there's a din of Shavu Shechal by the week before. So he has 2 days over here, and there's a chilek between the Svar the Shepaiskim if there is a din of Halacha myself Shavu Shechal by or not. In the Ramah also, there's Makim Iyun. Why didn't he speak up on the Mechaber and say that there is this of Shavu Shechal b'y, right? Since this sheet is that we are noig on this Shabbos Samavelis, the Varm Shabbatzina, so he should have said something. And more than that, if we take a look at the end of Tavkuf Nun Gimel, Rama says that Talmud Torah, which is the Dvarim Shabbatzina, it's one of those things that Avol, Rachman Lanzlan, Teich Shiva, is not allowed to learn Talmud Torah on Shabbos. Except for those things which are mutter. The Rama says at the end of Tavkuf Nun Gimel that Talmud Torah is only awesome from Chatzos and onwards. It's the Dvarim Shabbatzina. So you see, that has to be worked out what the get to it is. But the Rama is paskening that the Dvarim. So it comes out that on this year, where Tisha B'Av is Chal B'Shabbos, so then on Erev Tisha B'Av, which is on Shabbos, Limud HaTorah, learning Torah. So on a regular year, we say from Chatzos of Erev Tisha B'Av, we're noig not to learn except for those things which are mutter on Tisha B'Av itself. Over here, it's machleg sapayskim, and it's brought down in the Tavkuf Nun Gimel, the Mishbrus Sifkatan Tes, and Yud. Over there, the Mishbrus brings down that the Haina Filo Erev Tishba Shechal B'Shabbos Einar in Perkei Avos to Kalima Torah, and the shuls where the Rav speaks about Perkei Avos after Mincha. So on Erev, on Tishba Shechal B'Shabbos this year, he doesn't speak. Haina Acha Chatzis, the Koyim Chatzis, Mutulni, he could give his drasha earlier.
Is on Shabbos or Friday?
Tumba Shabbos, over here. The Taz is Ma'ira. Why is there a difference between this and Achilles Basa? Right? The halacha is that if it's Tisha B'Av Chal on Shabbos, like we brought from the Tesefta before, you could have a spread on your table even by Shal Shuddis, after Chatzos. Kesudas is Shashleim HaMelech. So why should there be a difference? That's his aura on it. On the Psak of the Ramah. Suda Mafsekes. So in a normal year, before the fast, is what's called Suda Mafsekes. Sitting on the floor, eating egg with ashes. All those minhagim of Suda Mafsekes do not apply this year. as covered Shabbos, and therefore it's mutter to eat basa, drink yayin, and bring onto the table, even like Suda Shleim HaMelech Beis Malchusai. But from Shkia Sachama, then already you have to stop, you have to begin to fast. The Isra Chitza Sicha, that starts from Shkia. However, you don't take off your shoes or sit on the ground until say Sakachavim. And over here, there are different minhagim. In some places, the minhag is that the chazan will change his shoes before Baruch Hu. He'll say Baruch HaMavdil, and Kodesh L'chol, and then change his shoes, as brought down the Shmuru, Tav Kuf Nun Gimel, Sukkot and Zayin. And the rest of the Kal will, after they answer to the Baruch Hu, without speaking, they'll go out and they'll change their shoes. But they have to remember to bring the shoes, their Tisha B'Av shoes, before Shabbos, and to bring their kinnis before Shabbos, because of the issue of Hachana from Shabbos to Chol. But, and it's because of this that in many other places they do a different Eitzah. They push Ma'ariv off a little so that everyone at home will have time to change their shoes after Shabbos is over. And then they can bring their kinnis to the shul and they'll say Baruch HaMavdil before they do it. And if they're already home, they should switch their clothing from Shabbos clothing to weekday clothing, because not on Tisha B'Av you shouldn't be wearing your Shabbos clothing.
Tisha B'Av is after Shkia or after
Tzeis? What?
The issue of Chana is all the way
till Tzeis. Till Tzeis, yeah. Now, even though we don't make Havdalah until Sunday night, but we still make a bracha on the Ner. So if you're still home, so you can make a bracha on the Ner, you might see whoever's there. Others wait until Shul by Eicha when they light the candles. So one person will make the bracha, you might see everyone, or each person can make themselves. But we make the bracha on the Ner. Now, there's...
What? Women do that, like real life?
The general meaning is that women don't, but they could. But they... Now, there's another halacha over here that comes up. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Tes. Siv Tes. Over here, it says that Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos V'Nitchal Yom Rishon Baal Bris. If one's making a bris, Espalo Mincha B'Oira Yom Gadol, you should have an early Mincha V'Roi Chetz V'Einei Mashtem Tanisai, and he doesn't have to finish off his Tainis V'Fishi Yantiv Shalehu, because it's his Yantiv. So on this Tisha B'Av, that's a Nitche, he could have a mincha, then break his tainus, and he does not have to continue to fast. And the halach is the Baal HaBris. Who's the Baal HaBris? Avi HaBen, V'imoy, V'amoyel, V'asanduk. And the sandik. Avaloy HaMachnas V'amoytzi, not the kvata. Because she can shakru him all the guests or not. But... So they're mutziti. The makarta this is a gemara and tainis daf yud beis amar aleph by the sugya of the they used to make yontif when they brought the atzei maracha, and this heter we also find for a chas and a kala. Chas and a kala on the day of their chuppah, they don't need to be mashed the tisha b'av shenidche because it's yontif for them. Mishbru and sifkat and tes over here he brings down. In Sifkatin, Mishbura brings this down that he could even the chassan could drink after his chuppah.
And on good
to on the night or towards the night, right? Here the Mishbura over here is Sifkatin. Sifkatin Laman Hey V'chein Hadin Lin Yechassan Miyem Chupasi B'Stam Tain Sibay B'Chol Abar Tzaymos. By other ones, Im lo hayu dechuyin, tzarich lahash lematainis. V'nois ha'kois latin iglishtis. Avim hayu dechuyin, ein tzarich lahash lem amutal lishtis ha'kois. V'chein lechol achach upasi deregol shalayhu. And the Bir Halacha says that he's noted to say that this is even by, says, the af besoich shavim echupasi and imachuiv lahash them at seisek chavim benitche by nitche he doesn't have to mash them as tainus.
It's mutter to get married on the tainus.
We're not discussing that now.
We're talking about somebody beyond tainus.
Fine, right. I read it. That's what he says. You'll look up Melchus Tainus. You'll see the red there. There's the same thing is true by pigeon. But also the barheita brings them shem the man in yontif. Also someone who's making a pigeon a ben. And the Be'er Halacha brings down the name of Kiveg and the name of the Shvus Yaakov, that this het is also for a Muberes, a pregnant lady who has a Mechash Ketas, she has a slight weakness, or even a Chayla Ketas, someone who's slightly a Chayla, that he does not need to finish off his Tainus. So therefore, when a Tisha B'Av, which is a Nidcha, we're much more Mekel for pregnant women, nursing women, or a chayla that's a chayla ketzas.
Is he looking
at
the Shulchan Aruch that holds that
Gezira
on
Ente?
And the Ramah, sorry?
Yeah. For sure,
coin
Ramah. Yeah.
Any pregnant woman?
Any pregnant woman which has a mechush ketzas, then will be mekel. That's what Be'er Halacha brings from Kiveg of Shem Deshvas Yaakov. There's a suffix in the Paiskim. If you have a chayla, or a Muberes or someone who's not fasting. So, Bechlau, we have to understand that there seems to be a Machlekes Rishayinim about Havdalah. Is there a Takanas Havdalah in this case or not? It really goes back to Chesavelos, someone who's a Oinein on Shabbos. Does he have to make Havdalah or not? Sugim Brachis. But over here we have Machlekes Rishayin, the Rabban and Teresa Adam says there's no Takana of Havdalah in such a year, in such a week. And you don't need to make Havdalah at all. The Rosh in Tainus says that the Nogo Am LaHavdal B'Yom Sheni, that the meaning is that we do make a Tainus Sunday, we do make Havdalah Sunday night, Monday. And that's the meaning. The meaning is that we make Havdalah. Now, for this Chayla, for this person who has a head to eat, so do they need to make Havdalah or not? Are we Medamet to Yom Kippur, where the Paiskim say over there that someone needs to eat? They do not make Kiddush, they do not need to make a Hamaytzi Alecha Mishnah. Because Chazal were Masakin Kiddush for the Chayla on Yom Kippur. So do we say the same thing over here also? Chazal were not Masakin Avdolah Al Kais on Sunday. Takan, if there was a Takan, it was Sunday night. Or maybe no. There is a Takan Avdolah, just we can't make it, so we wait until Sunday night. And there's another Nidoin in the Paiskim of whether they can make Havdalah, and they make Havdalah on Yayin. If their head to tea is because they're weak, they don't need the wine for their weakness, so then maybe they're not allowed to drink yet. They maybe have to wait and only drink what they need. And therefore, the Arpaiskim, the Tzafnes Paneach, who held that the Chayla does not need to make Havdalah in such a year, on Sunday, when they eat, they do not need to make Havdalah. However, in the Tshuva's Baye Chayef from the Baal Knesset Zagdela, he writes, "Mavdin al kais berachas ayayin or berachas amavdil." You make the bracha on the yayin and the brachas amavdil. However, he says there's a chilek between a chayla that we matter them to eat on Tisha B'Av, on this Tisha B'Av Shenitcha, to the father of the to a avi haben of a mila, the sandik, the mile that could eat. That the chayla, since it's hutra for him to eat on Tisha B'Av because of his weakness, he could eat whenever he wants, night, day, he could eat. Therefore, he'll make Avdalah miyad achat tefilas arvis k'minig la'avdol b'shar matzei Shabbos comes home, makes Avdalah. But the Balei Abris, which there, for them was only muta to eat after the milah, so then it's pashit that they don't say Avdalah at night. They wait until the afternoon to make Avdalah. And that's why it's brought down the Bechi Yosef and the Shari Tshuvin, Tavkuf Nun Vav. And it's before in the Knesset of the Gedolah that the Chayla doesn't have to wait until they need to drink. They make Avdalah Miyad B'Matzei Shabbos. The Stechemet says that surely someone who becomes a Chayla on Tisha B'Av itself, that he was a Mavdal night, so he makes right now, middle of the day. But someone who knows that they're chalik tzas and they're going to have to eat, so they could, the Kavachayim in Tavkuf Nun Vav writes that if you don't need to eat Matzei Shabbos, then it's better to wait until you need to eat. Meaning they weren't mafkia from the chayla, the tainis, except for when they're going to need to eat. And this is a big machlekes. Halacha lemaisa seems that the Haskamas HaPaiskim is that the Muberes or the Chayla will make Havdalah before they eat. If they want, they can make it already Matzei Shabbos and make Havdalah. Yesh la'ayin, if the chayla is making Avdala, could he be mitzi a bari? Right? The bari doesn't have to drink. I'm going to listen to Avdala then. I won't have to hear Sunday night. Or how about this? The lady, the Mubarish, she doesn't want to make Avdala herself. So she'll have her husband make the Avdala, but she'll drink the wine. Or if they're making it on a Chama Medina. If there is a Chama Medina, it's Mustama better to make it on the Chama Medina, because you're not supposed to drink wine and grape juice during the 9 days. But if there's no Chama Medina in that place, then you'll make on wine. So the question is, can the husband make the Avdala and she'll listen to it and then she'll drink it? So this is a discussion in some Paiskim. The Maril Diskin points out that even though we're saying that a chayla who eats needs to make Avdala, however, a katin will also have to make Avdala. He wants to say a katin will also have to make Avdala. However, many Paiskim are chaylik. Halacha lemaisa, the katin who eats does not need to make Avdala. The chayla will have to make Avdala. The katin will not make Avdala. Okay, our tefillah to the Rebbeinu Shlom is that this is b'teich limud, and we shouldn't have to fast not on Tisha B'Av, not on Asar B'Tavis, and Asar B'Av, and Shvizeich to the Gula, Shlomo B'Karav.
Amen.